At least four buses leave the Santa Rosa Park and Ride on Saturday to head to the Rise for the Climate Jobs and Justice March in San Francisco. A number of local nonprofits organized free transportation to the march. I'm riding the bus with the Movimiento Cultural de la Unión Indígena, or the Cultural Movement of the Indigenous Union. Julio Soriano is the co-executive director of the group. He says that he came to the march because indigenous communities are disproportionately affected by climate change.
So due to climate change, the heat waves are going to be more intense, and a lot of farm workers that are indigenous get less attention. So our lives are literally on the line picking grapes in the North Bay area. In addition, harvest has to be done at night more and more in longer hours, which poses an especially dangerous risk to indigenous women. That means sexual assault and violence in the grape fields and in other agricultural areas. So we don't want to have people harvesting only at nighttime when it's cool.
Other North Bay attendees say they were motivated to march because of last year's devastating wildfires. Irma Garcia came with the North Bay Organizing Project. She hopes today's march will show Governor Jerry Brown that all of California's communities are impacted by climate change and natural disasters. With the fires that happened in Sonoma, she says the immigrant community was excluded. So what I want is for the governor to make decisions so that in a natural disaster, they care for everyone. Citizenship status shouldn't matter. The march starts with several minutes of silence. As we begin to walk, Garcia and her group chant in Spanish. I walk to the front to find Julio Soriano. The songs change as I pass various groups until I arrive at the front, where the indigenous community groups are leading the march. I ask Soriano how the day has been for him.
I think given that we are, now that I can breathe and smell the sage, that copal, and hear the drum beats, I have more energy than we started actually, and I think it's kind of building up more.
After 3 full hours of chanting and marching through the streets of San Francisco, the day ends at the Civic Center. Garcia says she feels more optimistic about California's future after seeing how many people turned up.
La marcha fue muy bonita, muy pacífica. Parece ser que
the march was very beautiful, she said. The most interesting thing to me was that there weren't any police officers, or there were very few. I also realized that our community is full of culture and tradition.
Nuestra comunidad está llena de mucha cultura.
We'll soon learn more about how many changes come from the march. Governor Jerry Brown and representatives from nations across the globe are meeting this Wednesday through Friday to discuss how to address climate change. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.